bridesmaid and have come to the wedding of each.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at his rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them, "Where did Christ be born?" They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for that it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained them from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, and I too may go and do him homage." After the audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they all opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And have been warned in the dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Every year at this time, the Epiphany of the Lord, a very special feeling. I was so grateful that Jesus came not only for the Jews, also for a Buddhist. I was from a Buddhist family. I never dreamed to be a priest. I think the calling of Jesus is more than we expect. Do you agree? Whatever God presents to us every time is more than we think. Sometimes you might think that you are sent to Hong Kong, miserable, Yes and no. Not miserable all the times. All times, different graces there. Do you agree? It's so true. If you say always ready to do what God wants us to do, always fullest of grace. At times we might feel loneliness, kind of miserable, but it's not yet not there. If you have Christ in you, you won't have this feeling. Do you agree? Me too. I'm called by God step by step. Since I've told you I come from a Buddhist family, how I came to know Jesus? Just through the caring of the church next door. I live in a Protestant church. So at Christmas time, they sing all the songs. It attracts me. That's my first calling, the lights. I live as a Maggie, seeing the lights there, but don't know where I have to go. But the songs attracts me to Jesus. And I study in a Protestant school. I try to be baptized there too. I have no distinction about Catholic or Buddhist or Baptist or Lutheran or Methodist. For me, I have no idea. But just this Christ attracts me. If you really want to follow him, you know, when I was a child, I dreamt one night. I was walking Leighton Road. There was a shop that time, a shop selling religious articles by the Protestant people. And I saw Christ stand outside the shop. And he invites me to go inside. My dream stopped there, just inside, in the dark. Although it's my dream, that I can tell you, I want to know him more. That's from my sickle, my inner self. I want to follow Jesus. He answered me after a few years. When my mother was in the hospital, in the Catholic hospital. And then the first time I met the priest and the nuns in St. Teresa Hospital. The St. Paul, also Pauline, but they're St. Paul the same, no? The same family. Not yes and no, right? the St. Teresa Hospital. No, they're not St. Paul, but they called it St. Paul Hospital anyway. The first time I met the sisters, the first time I met a priest, a Catholic priest, and the first time he met me, he embraced me. I was a child, 10 years old. And he invited me, would you like to come to learn catechism, to become a Catholic? So I sure, in my heart, I say, sure, I waited for 3 years. Because every year I was studying Protestant school, every year I wrote my name and wrote myself for baptism. But nobody cared. Nobody listened. My paper is too small. My name, they don't read. I never was told to come. So this is a call. It's a brighter night. Then you might ask, how I have this idea to become a priest? After baptism, I was an altar boy. And by my time, I have to learn Latin before I can serve Mass. Because the old time, 50 years ago, all the Masses in Latin, old style, before Vatican II. That all the boys have to answer all the prayers of the priests down from the altar up to the altar, and all the prayers of the litany or everything have to recite. So become is another. Then there was a Salesian priest. It's another light. I joined on Sundays the Salesian activities in the Tang Kien Po School, they have a kind of, I don't know how to say, though you might have young people to come and play games and get some gifts, some sweets, and then prayer at the end. That priest, now and then, he asks, do you want to be a priest? I never thought about this. His name is very, very interesting. His name is Jairus. He died some years ago. And this is my light coming from afar, but come closer. You know, first, the pastor of St. Teresa's Church, do you like to become a Catholic? And then another Salesian, do you like to become a priest? So this is the light. All of us surround us. God provides all the good people, guardian angels, sit by our side, and now and then lock our door. Through them, God doesn't work just merely by miracles. He needs people to serve Him. That's the same as God leads you. Since most of you have worked in the pagan families, right? So this is time. You are the Magi. Bring gifts to the family. The gifts of God to the family. I don't know whether you remember 2 years ago, I told this experience. Bishop John Tong, now is Cardinal John Tong. In the homily, he said, one young boy in the family, by that time during summer holidays, the family want to go to Japan for holidays. The little boy said, no, I want to follow Nancy to go to church on Sundays. Nancy is one of your friends, huh? Just a name. You can see. Attracts them. God attracts the young heart. If you become young like a child, you will not follow Jesus. No, this young child. The answer is your parents. No, I want to follow Nancy. Follow God. You can see how important our presence. So I'm always grateful that I managed to become priest. Managed me because my studies wasn't very good. Not failed, but you know, on the level, yes and no. I'm not a brilliant student. You can see that, right? I'm not a good student either. I usually study just a few weeks before the examinations. I don't know how. I never find time to study until the time comes for examination, I got some time. And very diligent to study. The whole year, really, I'm just wondering. God is so good to us. He shared His life step by step. But one condition is very important. That you want to. That's very important. You don't want, God won't force you, don't push you. He expects, but He won't push you. Always leave the whole space for you to say yes. For me, for you, the same. Why am I saying that you are sent to Hong Kong, it could be a grace. But for my experience, I was sent to Toronto, Canada, for 6 years. I consider it's a grace. If to work in Hong Kong, it's much easier. I know all the people. Sent to another country, another diocese, different clergy. You have to mix with them, work together with them. And people, although they're Chinese, they're not very Chinese. The mentality already Canadianized. Already there are some people from Taiwan, also, you know, Taiwan mentality is very different from Hong Kong mentality. My parish, by that time, is called Chinese Martyrs in Markham, Toronto. It was said this is the largest Chinese parish in diaspora, in overseas, the largest. Every Sunday, we have more than 4,000 people come to church. Chinese, eh? So it's a big community. And all this a mixture. Taiwanese, Mainlander, new arrivals, the Hong Kong people. So different. We look the same, but our heart is not the same. So you can see, it's not easy. And for my character, I'm a little bit strong character in a certain sense. So we can sometimes, not fight, but you know, not agreeable at times. God is so good. He sent me another angel to give me light. This angel is an American lady. She was a nurse and studying in Canada. She was a Jew, so she had no religion background, no Christian background. Neither she go to their church, no, nothing. It's a pagan, this is the same. But this lady is very, very, very blessed. And since she's worked in the Catholic Institute as a nurse in Ottawa, then she for the night in following this cross. When she see the cross, so kind of some strong feeling about this Jesus. So then he asked to become a Catholic and baptized. Since she's a chosen soul, so the devil knows it. So try always, all the ways to disturb her in his work and everything. Even by night, she couldn't sleep because, you know, they move their bed up and down, you know, she cannot rest peacefully. This is a moment of grace. At times you might say, oh, come on. Then she pray. She asked the parish priest to give her the permission at night to stay with Jesus before the Blessed Sacrament so that the evil spirit won't disturb her. And he helps. By then, Jesus began to appear to her. And by then, she shared the stigmata of Jesus. You know what the stigmata? The 5 wounds of Jesus, huh? Hand, feet, and the forehead. Every year, during Lent, she suffered a lot. And especially on Good Friday, blood broke out from her hand, her palm. She's a chosen soul. She's a victim soul. She prayed. What I'm saying is grace for me because by then, since I was working in Toronto, then I have the chance to meet her. You see, I consider it's a grace. It's a light from afar. From her, she changed my life. Not because she, it's because of she. Because she has a contact with Jesus very closely. And one time, she asked me, would you mind to write a letter to Jesus so that I can present Jesus to him? So then I wrote a small letter. I gave it to her. Simple, asking that I be an instrument of unity. Simply just ask the parish become a family. That's only 2 things. After 3 months, this person called Lillian Barnes, she called, Peter, yesterday, Jesus appeared to me, and he got a message for you. This real light, eh? It's calling She said, if you want your parents become a family, first of all, you yourself, Jesus told me. Jesus called me my beloved. I never used this word to Jesus, and he used this word to me, my beloved son. Every day, try to stay with me for an hour. I will look after your parish. That's Jesus' word. That's a big gift for me. Ever since, this is already 6 years ago, or no, more than that, nearly 8 years ago, I try to stay with Jesus before the Blessed Sacrament for an hour. And really, for the last, before I came here, I was still in Toronto. Although I was telling you, the power is not easy. All the time I stay, so peaceful. People working all one-hearted, one mind, working together. You can see who is Mandarin speaking, who is Cantonese speaking. Even there are many, many from India, they join us. It's one family, because who attracts them? Jesus. He works, he promised, but he just asked me to stay with him for an hour. That's all. There's only condition that my mind, spirit, body be one with myself. Of course, in the Lord. That's a true unity. Because in the past I worked for unity, just make people work together, stay together. But myself is not that united. And Jesus expects what? Unity of your body, mind, and spirit. Myself. You too. If you have one mind, one heart with the Lord, you will be in peace. Many times you criticize things because you don't really have this presence of Christ in you. You look for something just suit you, fits you. But at times, maybe not the will of God. We don't know what is the will of God for each one. Each one you know, but you have to say yes. I have my cross, you have your cross. But remember, Jesus, stay with us. More important is to you present this cross together with Jesus, offer to God the Father. And that's how it works. We offer it for the world. Of course, for your family too. You can see, if you offer yourself. And this is offering. This is our incense. This is our gold. What's more important is ourselves. You present to Jesus. Let him be one with us. So that we can present God the Father. And that's how we praise the Lord in Jesus Christ himself. Through our participation of his cross. So today is an invitation. First of all, we thank the Lord that we are called, first of all. But we are called to more bigger things. Don't think yourself, I'm enough, I have enough, I work enough, I'm tired. Don't tell yourself this. What do you mean by tired? When you say you are tired, because you don't love enough. When you have love, you will ever say tired. You have become a mother, no? For some time ago. For days, you cannot sleep. But you have all the energy. You love. When you go home, you are tired because you don't want to love so much. So even after 30 minutes, you are tired. You have no chance to watch television, you are tired. You don't love. Simply. Just be another Christ. I don't know where you get the light from. Everybody has his night. Jesus, really, give all your nights. You have all the guardian angels surround you. Bless them. Listen listen to the voice and give grace, give thanks to the Lord always. Let your life be always day by day basis. Day by day basis. Every day is a new day. Just give thanks. Just say, Jesus, I want to follow you. Now you remain silent for a moment. The kind of dialogue with Jesus, how much you love him, how much you want to follow him.